It's an immensely complicated project. As developer T.M. Montante splits up the site for the staged development, and as the Episcopal Church home buys the site for the new Canterbury Woods, that's roughly where the old hospital tower was. Very vocal neighbors are upset about many things, with last night's objections centering on the proposed metal panels on some of the building exterior. CEO Rob Wallace says Canterbury Woods is the first target.
We'll be on the most iconic spot, but we are the only image. So because we are first, and because we're something that has been out there for 2+ years, we're paving the way. And we're good, bad, or indifferent. We're going to be the poster child for the architecture of this site.
Planning board members required one more neighborhood meeting before the next board session, slated for December 28th. Council President Darius Pridgen says the developers aren't being good neighbors, and he's somewhat down on the senior project because of the way he and neighbors have been treated. The development site is part of his Ellicott district. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.